Stugatz here for Advance Auto Parts. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Batteries start at just $79.99. They'll also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
This is the Dan Le Batour Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Happy Greg Cody Tuesday for you. Unhappy Greg Cody Tuesday for me. Last week, his connection went out about five times during the show. He lost his power. Now he's just pulled out his headset, and now he's leaving the room as soon as we start the show. Excellent work, as always, Cody. Chris, what is your father doing? What is your father doing that we've started the show and he's not ready? Your mother's ready to divorce him after I don't know how many years they've been married because he can't put on a mask, right? Lovely. He continues to thumb his lack of his nose and his lack of health at society by continually going out to restaurants as none of us go anywhere because we're trying to keep him from getting sick in the demo that is most likely to get sick.
And no one needs a mask more. I mean you're right.
He's been coughing for 2 years. Chris, how, first of all,
coughing.
Can you wait to talk, please? Like, can you wait to foul up the show for just a second?
What feeder.
I know already. Yeah, already.
Record.
What happened to Manfred's ace in the hole?
I don't know.
This happened yesterday on the show. You said he had an ace in the hole. We played the sound of my father celebrating. Stugatz is right. Holy bleep. Stugatz is right. He has some 50 game season that he can throw out there. And now he's on with Mike Greenberg. And he is telling Mike Greenberg that he's not confident there's going to be a baseball season after saying he was 100% sure there was going to be a baseball season. Yes, Billy.
What happened was, Dan, you know how sometimes aces are wild, but it's only like red aces are wild? He had a black ace, and he thought black aces were wild, but it's red aces, so it ended up being a useless card he had in his hand, you know?
Okay, so put it on the poll.
Useless ace in the hole, huh?
At Le Batard Show, put it on the poll, please, Guillermo. First of all, should his name be Fred Manfred? Second of all, does the name Fred inspire anything in the way of confidence? Because I believe his wayward Fred is what's costing him. I don't believe he has as much confidence as the other commissioners have. And I would also ask you, put it on the poll at Le Batard Show, did you get into sports to hear commissioners talk? Yes or no? Now, you know Greg Cody's got something for baseball. He grew up with it as the national pastime. It was the game that mattered. And now no one's making a bigger mess of this, not even Kyrie Irving. No one's making a bigger mess of the return to sports, not Mike Gundy, not anybody, than baseball is, because they're fighting over money. Although Mike Gundy's trying. He's trying to do what he can for whatever his cause is, mullets and being 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Are those the two most famous things on Gundy's resume?
The mullet.
And I'm a man, I'm 40?
Absolutely. Yeah. What else would there be?
I don't know. Somebody give me a signature Oklahoma State win, because they're...
I think the Fiesta Bowl, didn't Brandon Whedon beat Andrew Luck in a New Year's Bowl game?
Is that the signature Gundy win? Because what I associate them with is scoring 41 points while allowing 45, and then in all the games that matter, putting up 19 for some reason. Like, that's, I don't remember Oklahoma State ever winning a meaningful game, and that guy has had a job forever.
Right.
Like, he can coach there forever, because Oklahoma State has no preordained right to be good, and there are always others receiving votes or bottom half of the top 20.
Well, it seems like Mike just gave you one.
Yeah.
I mean
Oklahoma,
you beat Andrew Luck with Brandon Whedon. Yeah. I mean,
Oklahoma State.
Do you remember beating Stanford? You remember, that's your signature win, beating Stanford?
I mean, it was, I can't. I don't know what to do with you asking for an example being given one and then dismissing it.
But is that your signature win? Like,
Look, they're not a national championship program. That's why Mike Gundy has kept his job for so long. They've actually had a good run for Oklahoma State under Mike Gundy. Their whole deal is, hey, we'll be in the mix. We'll be, hey, whoa, they got to put us in the top 10, and then we'll drop a game against K-State, and predictably, then we'll come back after dropping another one to Baylor and somehow beat Oklahoma, because they do that in Oklahoma.
Do they? Does Oklahoma State often beat Oklahoma?
Oklahoma just has, they control their own destiny. The entire state of Oklahoma, Oklahoma State and Oklahoma U, they have the ability to control their own destiny, and they'll just trade off losing to one another to blow it.
What is Mike Gundy's record? Would you look this up for me, please, against Oklahoma? He's in the news because he was in a hostage video with his running back, and it was amazing to watch the two of them sort of do a hostage video press conference because he wore a T-shirt. And he's a mullet. I mean, he's a dope. He's just a dope. Like, he's the guy who runs Oklahoma State is dopey.
2-13 versus Oklahoma.
Well, they are two. They got two.
Two big ones in Bedlam.
But he's 129-64 overall.
Yeah, you know? Beating Kansas every week. We'll get to the Mike Gundy story in a second because it's amazing. I am flabbergasted, okay? I don't care what T-shirt he wears, but if you're going to be a coach in that position and you're going to do high-profile things, and this is the time when people are taking sides, and your running back comes out and says, hey, I'm not down with that shirt coach is wearing, that is going to start some questions, and those are going to be questions that you have to answer. I just can't believe that the only apology I heard in that hostage video was from the running back for breaking ranks on secrecy for calling his coach a dope. Like, team distractions. Mike, do you have the hostage
Yeah, I have the sound of the video that was apparently shot by Mike Myers, because there is a hugely distracting person breathing in the back of all of this.
And Mike Gundy, it should be noted, this is just a word salad of nothing. He doesn't give any specifics on anything he's going to change other than his T-shirt. And his running back is standing next to him, and the running back is apologizing for smoking out the coach for wearing the T-shirt.
Right. Even the athletic director in his comments said, man, these tweets are very disturbing. It's the tweets and the action of calling out the coach that appears to be disturbing, because he's just wearing a shirt that, honestly, at the beginning of the pandemic, his support of OAN was far more damning than just wearing a shirt.
But people want the kid to handle that behind closed doors, do it in private, don't point it out on social media.
Where you have no power.
No power.
I do love that the kid went from not doing anything for Oklahoma State to bailing out Oklahoma State by shooting that video with Mike Gundy. I mean,
let's listen to this video.
In light of today's tweet with the T-shirt I was wearing, I've met with some players and realized it's a very sensitive issue with what's going on in today's society. And so we had a great meeting and made aware of some things that players feel like that can make our organization, our culture, even better than it is here at Oklahoma State. And I'm looking forward to making some changes, and it starts at the top with me, and we got good days ahead.
I'll start off by first saying that I went about it the wrong way by tweeting. I'm not someone that, you know, has to, you know, tweet something to make change. I should have went to him as a man, and I'm more about action. So that was bad on my part. But from now on, we're going to focus on bringing change, and that's the most important thing.
Was Darth Vader there?
The breathing was very heavy. I suspect you guys better get ready for press conferences that have cameramen wearing masks who are breathing very heavy from behind masks.
Yeah, but cameramen suggest that it was like a professional. I mean, just the whole thing was bothersome. Not just the breathing, but it's off center. Just move a little bit to the left and get cowboy culture entirely in the frame.
Do you believe that anything there will change other than his T-shirt?
That's all it's going to change.
The change, I love that Mike Gundy's out here saying there will be change, and that change starts with me, and it starts in my laundry room. You watch, I'm going to change my shirt. I am going to show.
Now apologize and dap me up.
All guests of the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Rob Manfred said he is not confident there will be a 2020 baseball season, and that as long as there is no dialogue with the MLB Players Association, the real risk is going to continue. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said he supports and encourages teams to sign quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
Why now? What happened?
For all the latest headlines and information, tune in the Sports Center on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Today on ESPN Daily, the XFL was primed to make spring football work, but it shut down amid the pandemic. Did that have to happen? More on ESPN Daily, presented by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast.
If this story is new to you, and we will get to Greg Cody of the Miami Herald in a second, the backstory on this is at the start of the pandemic, Mike Gundy was out here saying that these bodies needed to be out on the field making money for the university. Earlier than that, he had a lot of praise for what he believes to be a truth-telling news network, OAN. His comment, as Mike Ryan said, more damning than the T-shirt he wore the other day. The T-shirt comes as no surprise if you heard his comments, but his running back made it a thing, Chuba Hubbard. He was a top 10 Heisman guy, right?
He's a 2,000-yard rusher, and the T-shirt seems to be a direct result of those glowing comments. That's probably a swag bag that he received.
And so he writes on Twitter, "I will not stand for this. This is completely insensitive to everything going on in society, and it's unacceptable. I will not be doing anything with Oklahoma State until things change." Change being the capital letters. And then what they did was they had this awkward hostage video later that day.
And this maybe doesn't tie into the pandemic comments that Mike Gundy had a few months earlier, in which he incorrectly labeled OAN as a news source that sans opinion. In fact, I think anyone who even passionately loves OAN would tell you it's pretty much all opinion. However, part of those opinions are offensive. One of them compared Black Lives Matter to a criminal organization. Not even compared, just straight up called them that. So given the recent news, wearing an OAN shirt still a couple months later and doubling down on the support, considering some of the things that they said, Chuba Hubbard is absolutely correct to take exception to that.
There is a disconnect, though, somewhere in how it is that Mike Gundy, leader of young men, absorbs information when he says that that is a fact-based, objective news organization. Like, he either doesn't understand what facts are, which is something that is troublesome throughout America these days, or he doesn't understand what objective is. Because, I, like Mike said, not a whole lot of folks are going to say that that's an objective news outlet. But now Stugatz is simply scared of wearing any T-shirt.
I am. I mean, listen, I'm okay with the athletes calling out the coaches, calling out anyone who wears something that's offensive, but I have no idea what to wear, what not to wear, what t-shirt's going to offend someone. I'm wearing a Michigan t-shirt underneath the black jacket that I'm wearing right now. I don't know if there's anything offensive that Michigan has done or on the t-shirt. So I am just going plain t-shirts moving forward. Plain, preferably black, but occasionally red, green, yellow, blue. No logos, no nothing. Plain t-shirts are the way to go. You with me?
You do not know whether Michigan University, the University of Michigan, has a building on campus with a name on it, and that name used to own slaves. You do not know that, and therefore black t-shirts are the way to go. Cody, what do you think here, without calling Mike Gundy names, what do you think of what it is that has happened here at Oklahoma State, where they certainly got on the PR crisis quickly because they summoned that running back and they did that video in front of people with the heavy breathing soon after the rise of you know, the controversy. What are your thoughts here, Cody?
Yeah, I love what the running back said. I hated the video that followed it up. But, there may be actual change. I mean, maybe it took Mike Gundy being embarrassed and called out to actually make something happen beyond taking off the T-shirt. And as Mike mentioned, that's a network whose commentators are anti-Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's pretty plain. For me, read the room, Mike Gundy. Don't be tone deaf at this particular time. It reminds me of the NASCAR truck driver who comes out, threatens to quit in support of the Confederate flag, essentially. It's just that the timing is so awful that it just makes you cringe. And for Mike Gundy to do what he did, I think is awful, and more power to the running back and to athletes in general to speak up amid all of this.
They've got so much power. Can you look up for me, Mike? He just signed an extension, Mike Gundy, right? He doesn't have to bother usually reading the room because he always runs the rooms that he's in. Like, this is how this stuff gets distorted. Like, of course, even in this video where you're watching the running back apologize for making it public, you can feel the institutional pressure of keep our bad things, even by coach, in-house. We're in a team. No, we're on a team. No matter how powerless you might feel, you realize, Cody, that what's happening right now across college sports is for the first time these athletes feel like they actually have power, that for the first time they don't feel like they're totally helpless doing stuff like this, that they're going to get punished with sprints or stares because they have nothing in the way of real power. They and their parents have to sign waivers at Ohio State, volunteering to get sick so that the money machine can keep being fed from ESPN at Ohio State, everywhere else. And these guys are starting to test positive because they're colliding and they're risking their bodies with a stupidity as we're all out there trying to get, like, rush sports and money back.
And they're testing positive at Mike Gundy's school, by the way, considering, coincidentally, Mike Gundy signed a one-year extension to extend his current deal to 2023. That was back in 2019. The logic behind that is if you're recruiting these kids, you guarantee them that I'm there for your entire tenure. It's just all super powerful agent stuff. To Mike Gundy, not to dismiss his credentials, because yes, he hasn't done a lot of winning at Oklahoma State in terms of the national perspective, but in 2012, I believe he finished the season top three with that win in the Fiesta Bowl, and he is ranked inside the top five with the highest winning percentage at their current school.
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
Yes, Cody, go ahead. What do you have here?
Well, part of what the hostage video was about was the code of the locker room, right? Where internal stuff is supposed to stay internal. But what we're seeing is athletes marshaling their power and weighing what's more important to me. Is it my team or is it this cause that we're seeing play out in the streets? And I don't think sports is going to win that fight. I think that's a very personal thing that's bigger than games.
You really petered out there. You needed to get in, and then your voice shot, and you limped to the finish line, almost fundamentally 100% impotent.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. Rob Manfred said he is not confident that there will be a 2020 baseball season, and that as long as there is no dialogue with the MLB Players Association, the real risk is going to continue. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said he supports and encourages teams to sign quarterback Colin Kaepernick. And finally, the Board of Governors for the Academy Awards has voted to delay the upcoming ceremony, which was originally set for February 28th to April 25th, 2021. This will allow the window of competition to be extended, making the field of entries even bigger. Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every single day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Go to Navage.com, that's NAVAGE.com, or visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So Greg Cody of the Miami Herald is in with us. I've been told that he has a back in my day. This is very exciting. He has been extraordinarily lazy here for a while. Tony Clark, you remember him as a player, right, Stugatz?
Of course.
One of the largest baseball players in the history of large human beings who play baseball.
Tony the Tiger.
So he said in a statement, he's the MLBPA executive director, players are disgusted that after Rob Manfred unequivocally told players and fans that there would 100% be a 2020 season, he has decided to go back on his word and is now threatening to cancel the entire season. Any implication that the Players Association has somehow delayed progress on health and safety protocols is completely false. As Rob has recently acknowledged, the parties are very, very close. This latest threat is just one more indication that Major League Baseball has been negotiating in bad faith since the beginning. So the fight over money continues. Greg Cody, your thoughts here are what? As baseball, like you've covered baseball for a long time. And baseball, how many times have you heard over the years, this is the one that kills baseball. This is the one that kills baseball. And, you know, the regional TV contracts are so crazy that the Dodgers can afford anything because nothing has or can kill baseball. But your thoughts here are what?
Yeah, nothing kills baseball. You know, from the 1919 Black Sox scandal, steroids era, nothing kills baseball. This won't. Neither will a strike when collective bargaining comes up at the end of 21. But it's just another example of America's pastime letting America down. You know, remember, they had this grand plan to symbolically start the season around the 4th of July. You know, wrap everything in the flag, lift America's spirits. Baseball's back. We're here for you. We're America's pastime again. And they just, they let the whole thing collapse. And, you know, both sides are guilty of greed, mostly the owners, for going back on the original prorated plan. So it's just, I'm disgusted with baseball. You know, the other sports are moving forward. We have dates to circle on the calendar. All right. This is when they're going to report. This is when they might start playing again. And baseball just twiddles the collective thumb, and it stinks. It really does. I'm so disappointed in in this sport, and they should, as Stu Goss would say, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Should we still be calling it America's pastime? Like, why isn't that past its time? Like, shouldn't we be done with the calling of baseball?
Well, for Greg, it will always be America's pastime.
Is that right? I mean,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. So, well, yes, Greg.
I say it almost ironically now, you know, almost facetiously, but in this one little instance, I think baseball, if it had managed to come back on the 4th of July, it would have sort of briefly taken back that mantle that it lost. It would have been seen as heroically lifting the spirit of America at the very time the spirit needs lifting. But instead, we see what happens. It's just bizarre.
Right up until 17 guys tested positive and they had to cancel the season because we don't know what the hell we're doing with this unseen killer. And you specifically have been more irresponsible than anyone here. You have gone to more restaurants, Greg Cody, than everyone else on this show combined. When you're in the dangerous demo, your wife is disgusted with you and the way that you can't wear a mask correctly. Your son is scared for you. Your son, who is limiting, impinging his own freedom so that he doesn't get you sick, is mortified as he sees you in these restaurants. How often are you going to restaurants, Cody?
Well, we've been to a few, but what you have to realize is that I'm wearing a hazmat suit in the restaurant. I look like an astronaut on a lunar mission. So, you know, it's tough eating through that big plastic bubble. But at the same time, I'm taking every, in all seriousness, I'm taking every precaution possible. And even though my wife and I are at war over how to wear a mask, I'm taking this very seriously. And I want everybody to know that.
Greg, taking, you know, every precaution possible is not leaving your house, idiot.
That's it.
Like that. No, which part of that are you not understanding?
We disagree on this point. I think if you're being as safe as you can, that going into a restaurant occasionally is okay.
Chris, how often is he going to restaurants? Because he's doing occasionally. He's already doing this backpedal. You're being more irresponsible than anyone on this show in terms of how much you're going out. You know how hard it is for me not to go to restaurants?
I will tell you, though, he's never sounded better. I mean, throughout this entire pandemic, this is the best he's ever sounded. Maybe it's working.
He just muffled a cough.
It's just been one muffle. I mean, that's it.
That's right. Progress. I feel good. I feel great. I'm clicking my heels. Everything's great. And, you know, I want to invest in plexiglass because when you go in a restaurant now, everything is separated. Tables are separated. I mean, restaurants that I've been in are doing a serious job about respecting social distancing and stuff like that. You know, I'm not going to live my life in a shell. I'm going to do what I'm allowed to do within reason.
But when you're over 65 years old and you've had problems with your immune system in recent years, you would think that you would take the extra precaution and just avoid, like, you can Uber Eats, money is no issue for you. You can bring in any food you want. Like, I just don't understand the need to get out to a restaurant.
Well, you know, I'm trying to keep my wife happy. She likes going to restaurants. You know, you're not here when I'm washing my hands maniacally. You're not here when I'm spraying disinfectant on packages that enter my house. I mean, you know, I don't want to leave the impression with anybody that I'm not taking coronavirus seriously, because I am. Where we disagree is I don't think it's at odds where you can take this seriously, but also venture into a restaurant occasionally with the proper precautions. And I do that.
I'm not ashamed
of it.
I will say that it's tougher for the older generation because, like, someone like Greg or my dad, Greg, in our case, he has no idea how much time he has left on this earth, and he doesn't want to spend it inside his house. He's just trying to grab a couple of dinners with his wife.
First of all, it's not a couple of dinners, and what can't coexist, I will not allow to coexist, is the thought of, I'm taking every precaution. I can't stop fighting with my wife because she says I wear the mask wrong all the time. Those two things are not allowed. I'm taking every last precaution I can, but my wife keeps telling me I'm an idiot about how I wear the mask.
Right. And she turned me around on that, and quite literally turned my mask around by offering me the evidence I needed. Once she told me why you're supposed to wear the blue on the outside instead of the white, right. I understood.
Yeah, and then but not before you killed four people in a nursing home.
Oh.
And the other thing is,
pay
this,
that man his money.
And the other thing, go to hell, man.
Yeah,
just for real. Like,
say
go
hi to
Art
Briles when you
just
get that.
Seriously.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dentist to actually believe you?
And you're flossing every day.
Absolutely.
Great. And you're cutting down on your sweets?
Of course.
Wonderful. Then I don't even need to look in there.
Great. See you in 6 months.
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves, in the world, and, of course, in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
Tim Kirkshin going to join us in about 10 minutes to talk some baseball. We will read him some looks like nominees. I don't want to call it comedy special because there wasn't much comedy in it, but the YouTube video that Dave Chappelle put out the other day, about a half hour long, has about or more than 20 million views now. And I do think that Dave Chappelle, weirdly, now occupies a sort of space in the modern times that Jon Stewart was occupying when he and The Daily Show somehow became America's most trusted newsmen, as, you know, Brian Williams was falling apart over here and Matt Lauer was falling apart over there and wherever it is you and Dan Rather, wherever it is that you used to believe, the most valued newsman was, that, landscape has entirely changed. But for a while there, the polling showed that the people trusted Jon Stewart the most when it came to news and information. I'm not making that up. There was polling that made that so, and I just think that now that Jon Stewart is gone and his voice is missed, I think that Dave Chappelle has sort of rushed into the breach, since we're making comedians the guys that we're willing to trust on these things. Because even in the YouTube video that he made, Dave Chappelle mentioned to the audience, you guys trust me. You extend me your trust. Institutions lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you.
Now, Stewart had a show. Chappelle is releasing these things on YouTube, and I'm with you. I think Chappelle could kind of fill that void that Stewart left when he left his show, but does he do enough, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I just people wanted to hear from him is what I'm saying.
Right.
Obviously, there's a desperation and a hunger to hear from him when he's putting out a sloppy video that he's apologizing for.
Sure.
Because he's saying it's raw, and more than 20 million people are viewing it, and furthermore, the word of mouth isn't, this is funny. Because it wasn't funny.
Right.
There was precious little funny in it. It was serious and it was angry. And more than 20 million people sought it out simply because it had his name on it. It's a rather substantive power. Tim Kirkshin, again, is going to join us in about 10 minutes. I thought ridiculously, you pointed out recently that the way that Goodell could fix his Kaepernick problem was simply, and the only way, was to ride into the league on a horse with Kaepernick on horseback and assign him to either the Patriots or the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. To make an executive ruling.
Yep.
And
you laughed at me.
Well, I did laugh at you, yes, because there was a horse and there was an executive ruling that put Kaepernick on the Patriots and the Cowboys. That's true. I did laugh at you. But I believe, based on the general reaction to Goodell saying, now I endorse and will support Kaepernick being back in the league, I do believe that there is literally nothing these people can do to correct this problem that they've had, where they led in the wrong direction for 4 years. And there is literally nothing. There is no amount of money. $250 million over 10 years is met with cynicism. There is literally nothing. A statement after a couple of statements in which they said flatly, we were wrong.
Right.
There is nothing they can do.
A statement and $250 million did not work.
I mean, and now Goodell saying flatly that, he supports and he has supported it. His support means next to nothing. I mean, when you've got the owner of the Ravens saying, pray for us, the owner of the Ravens is not afraid of anything. The owner of the Ravens who was super casual talking about the Ray Rice stuff. Cody, give me something the NFL can do. Give me some sort of hypothesis, a theory, anything.
They could incentivize. They could offer a team an extra second round.
You're listening, Cody, on ESPN Radio.